Blog Talk Radio.
No. Okay, it's not streaming. Okay, good morning. Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. We are starting a little bit late, but it will be going up eventually. It just will not be streaming live today. And today's show is, and we're going to do a series of shows that are talking about starting your own business. And the reason is this, because as we are moving into the new decade, more and more it's going back to the small businessman, and more people are looking to have their own business. That there, if you look at the job market, it has totally changed over the last few years, and it's going back to the small businessman. And we, for many people, this means that they are looking for an opportunity to earn a steady income. The problem is that many people are still looking for the same old job that doesn't exist anymore, and they need to change the concept of how they look at a job. Many companies have people working from home, and others are looking for opportunities to have their own business and build a steady income for the next several years. And it is important to understand this, because as we move into the new millennium, as we move further into the further decades, it's going back to the small businessman. The job market has totally changed. You need to think differently about how you look for a job, how you think about a job, and where you have that job. And recently I met someone who decals cars for companies as a business, while many of her friends are still looking for an income. So as you see, I mean, people have totally changed how they are looking for a job, how they're thinking about a job. So you too need to change how you look and think about a job. And now I notice that we are now live on the show. So opportunity waits for no one. Think about all the opportunities that are afforded you as you begin your planning for opening your own business. Look at the options from all angles. Educate yourself, but do it quickly. Opportunity waits for no one. Take that first step. In 1965, my opportunity came when I told a family friend that I was trying to find ways to finance my college education. And his idea was to open a submarine sandwich shop. He would be my partner, loan me $1,000 to get started, and that would be that. It was an opportunity I could not pass up. That was the story that comes from the book that I am reading from, because this is the main book that I'm going to be using as a guideline to teach you how to start your own business. But remember, my personal story is that when I entered the workforce 30 years ago, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. The only opportunity was to work with the state or the federal government. And since I couldn't get on with them and I couldn't get on with companies, I had to reevaluate what it was I wanted to do and how I was going to go about doing it. And what I ended up doing was realizing that I looked at my passion, what it is that I really love to do. And my passion has always been to help other people succeed. And since I grew up with a disability, my natural niche was to help people with disabilities. That is why for many years, I first started out with my company, and it was called Human Relations Development Center, and it was more to do counseling because that was my educational background, mental health and psychology, also with a smattering of rehabilitation counseling, which is employment counseling, which comes back to what I'm doing today. I have recently started a nonprofit called International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc., and its purpose is to help people with disabilities learn the skills they need to have their own business, where to go to get the hardware and the software to conduct your business, because today, if you don't have a computer, you are going to be out of luck. So you have to have a computer to conduct business in your life, and you have to think about ways that you can do that so that you can, in essence, do something that can really help you to build a successful business today. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you build a successful business and other areas like that? But one of the things is when you're running a business, you need to think of yourself as a business and conduct it as a business. Many a times when people are working from home, they're not always thinking of their business as a business and build it like a business and put together a mastermind group or a group of people that can really help you to expand on and grow what it is that you want to do with your business and think about it that way. Do your homework. Learn and then learn some more. Resources are plentiful for business owners. I strongly suggest you do your research and look at all aspects of the business you want to own. Talk to others who share your dream and who are operating a similar business. Going into business can be as exciting as it is challenging. Now, think about this. When you go into business today, you also have to consider this. If you're going to have a brick-and-mortar store, then think about it this way. You have to have almost $500,000 in overhead today because you don't know that when you open your doors, you're going to have a rush of customers. And you still have your lights to pay, you still have your phone to pay, you still have the rent on the building and the space that you're using. And then you also have to, when you first open the doors, you have to go in and basically remodel it and get it up to standard before you even open your doors. Once you open your doors, the next thing you have to worry about is to think about the things, you know, how are you going to go about getting the customers? How are you going to advertise? How are you going to get them in the door? And not only once they come in the door, how are you going to get them to stay in the door and wanting to come back for repeat business? If you work from home, then you don't have as much overhead because your biggest expense is getting your website up and just figuring out what sources are available out there that can really help you promote your business in the least amount of expense possible. Some of those are social networking. They have discussion groups on these different groups. They have specialties of groups that cover what it is that you do. So that is an option to think about. And in case of a Subway, if you were thinking about having a sandwich shop, be persistent and don't give up. In business, there will always be obstacles in your path. One of the keys to success is how you handle them. Some people just quit while others keep working to find solutions. Okay, What are some of the solutions that you can think of that can really help you take your business from the concept level state to the position of you're doing it long term? Where do you want to take it? Is it, you know, how are you going to go about marketing it? How are you going to go about bringing your customers in? How are you going to keep them satisfied once they're here? What are some of the obstacles? Write down a list of 10 obstacles that you have And then go from there and think of some ways that you can really build on and expand what it is that you need to do. Now, have a plan, but be flexible. Just because you have an idea and a strategy, don't hesitate to stray from the original plan if it means the difference between success and failure. The year after we started, we were faced with the fact that we were losing money and might have to close up shop. We did not want to fail, so we thought of other solutions, and we came up with something we really liked. We decided to go forward and open a second store. We thought although there were some definite risks, there were benefits too. We would have more brand visibility. We could advertise and get our message to more customers. Now, think about it. What is your brand? What makes you unique as a business? How can you take and promote that uniqueness that makes you better than someone else? How can you build and expand on some of those things and really take them to the next level? Be persistent and have fun. Many great entrepreneurs tried and tried again until they got it right. They graduated from the school of hard knocks. If you truly believe in what you are doing, chances are you can and will be successful. We believed in our dream, and we were so excited by the results of our second store opening that we decided to open a third store shortly thereafter. 11 months after we first set out on our journey, we had 3 submarine sandwich shops open. Things moved along at a good pace, and by the winter, our sales in stores 2 and 3 began to trend like our first. Now, instead of having 1 low-volume, money-losing store, we had 3 low-volume, money-losing stores. We remained positive, and we knew that the key to our success was to stick with it and be innovative. Find solutions and continue to build our skills and our business in the point where eventually we would be out of the woods. Today, with Pete Buck and still my partner and thousands of other business partners in our worldwide network of franchises, we still live by those rules, and yes, we still have fun doing it. And this book that I've been reading is from someone who started Subway. And remember, how many stores of Subway are there today? So even though they may have individual stores that in the beginning were not making money because they stuck it out and they believed in it, guess what? They were successful. And where are they today in their business? There are numerous books available about starting a business. However, few of these books are tailored to people who have limited experience and education in business. Some books are too simplistic. They try to be funny, offer a few guidelines on how to actually start a business, and point to rosy a picture. Other books assume that the reader has an MBA from Harvard and plans to start a high technology business with venture capital and then make millions of by taking it public. This guide is written for the first timer. It encourages you to take an objective look at why you want to start your own business and whether you have what it takes to succeed. It also offers a step-by-step guide that goes from identifying business opportunities all the way to finding ways to finance your new business. The first edition of Starting Your Own Business has been a best-selling book. It was the featured selection of Fortune Book Club the first month it was published. It was later featured in Business Week Book Club, Book of the Month Club, and Money Book Club. While sales of the first edition have not showed much in the last few years, McGraw-Hill and I decided that it was time to launch a 21st century edition that would capture many of the challenges that you may face in today's marketplace. Now, this book is focusing on opening up a brick and mortar store. But there's so many different ways to open up a store today and be in business, and it does not have to be a brick and mortar store. While every chapter of the new edition of Starting Your Own Business has been updated and improved, particular attention has been directed to five specific areas. First, Fred DeLuca, co-founder of Subway Restaurants, has shared his thoughts about starting a business in a forward. Second, numerous examples of ventures that have succeeded and why they succeeded have been provided. Third, the chapter on funding your business has been changed to reflect the reluctance of banks to provide loans to startups. Fourth, the epilogue features more from 100 insightful do's and don'ts from entrepreneurs who started a variety of businesses. Fifth, an appendix has been provided that lists the additional sources of information, including websites. By the way, the new edition does not get wrapped up in all the irrational exuberance exhibited by so many naive people in the last few years. It is still targeted to first-timers who want to start a business that will beat the odds and that will make money the old-fashioned way. And the reason I went through and read that is it's important for you to understand that there is things out there that you can look at, and that what I'm doing is using this as a guide to talk about starting your own business, because that is the way we have gone in the last few years, back to the small businessman. If you were looking for a job at a corporation, those corporations don't really exist for long-term employment. They really went out with the baby boomer generation, and unless you accept that and understand that the best thing you can do is look for other opportunities in the workplace. And I've asked many of people what it is that you have a passion about. Many of them have an answer for me on what it is they would really love to do, and they could be and they would do it for free if they could afford to. Because if it's something that you really love to do, then guess what? You don't mind getting up and working in the morning to do it. If it's something that you don't really have a passion for, then it's going to be a chore for you to do it. And that even goes for the job market. If you're in a job that you really hate, guess what? You're going to go there because you're being paid, but you're not going to putting out your best because you really don't want to be there. So let's think of some things that you can do that can really help you build a very successful business for yourself. This book was partly the result of a faculty research grant provided by the Cameron School of Business at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. The grant made it possible for me to take some time off from my regular activity to write the book. Numerous people helped me put together the first edition. Eight people associated with UNC Wilmington at the time deserved special attention. I also want to thank Ann Wildman, associate editor of McGraw-Hill, for encouraging me to put together this new edition and for providing timely assistance. Numerous other people also providing valuable assistance in development of this new edition. Four graduate students were particularly helpful. And remember, when you think about what it is that you want to do, you need to think about building a passion. And having a very successful business means doing something that you really want to do. And if you have no idea what to do, then get yourself someone that's a career coach that can really help you plan it. Or if you don't know where to, there's many places that you can go to find out who's working in the field and who has a successful business. Because if you hang around successful business and you learn what they know, because many of them are willing to pass along the information to help someone else be successful, then guess what? It will help you build a great business for yourself. And remember, if you're around successful people, then you will be successful. If you're around negative people who are failures and don't want to see someone else succeed, then guess it's gonna create an environment for you where you will fail too. The fact that you open this book indicates that you are contemplating starting your own business. You may be among those readers who are merely curious and may be among the readers who have already decided to start a business. All you need to do is to determine what type of business to start, how large it should be, where it should be located, how much money it will take, how it can be financed, and when will the best time to start it. Whether you are just toying with the notion of starting a business sometime in your life or are already at the point where you can't eat, drink, or sleep without thinking about starting your own business, you should recognize one thing right now. Starting a business, even a small one, is a major undertaking. It is not like taking up a hobby or going on a diet, nor is it glamorous form of semi-retirement. Starting a business is a serious endeavor and one that requires consideration, preparation. Someone wants to find luck as what happens when preparation meets opportunity. This book is not about relying on luck. It is about being prepared. Remember, the first thing you need to do is be prepared when you start a business. And that's why so many people fail, because they're not prepared. They open their doors just expecting a flood of people just because they open their doors. And that does not always happen. Think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you build a successful business today. And what I want to do is take a short break. And I also want to remind you to go to my website, onepersonalcareercoach.com, because as a career coach, I help people find their passion, and I also help them figure out what obstacles they put up in front of themselves so they can make the right decisions and find success for themselves. And that's very important, because many people think they have all the answers. Many people think they're going to succeed just because people, they have a great personality. It takes more than that to have a business today. So let's look at some of the things that we can do that might help you. And then in the next probably at least two months, I will be talking about different things that can help you with growing your business and making it successful. And then let's look at some ways that we can really help you, because today you're going to also have to go out there and figure out a way to build a successful business with an income. Think about it. Usually in good times, people will go and work for someone else because there's jobs available. Today you have so many people that are looking for jobs in a way and in a field that don't exist anymore. So what you're going to have to do is look at your skills and see how you can translate those skills from one job in one field to another job in a totally different field. And if it's something you really love to do, then guess what? The rest of it won't matter. Many people view starting a business as comparable to embarking on a glorious adventure, filled with challenge and excitement. Yet if you are asking people who started their first business in the last couple of years how they feel about it now, many of them will tell you that the honeymoon lasted only a few weeks, the marriage has involved considerable anxiety and self-sacrifice, and they continue to wonder whether they should get a divorce from the business. Most of the people who have started a business will confess that had they known about all the time, skills, and frustrations it would entail, they would never have done it. Even the people who are glad they started their own business will tell you that it is not always a glamorous way of spending one's time and money. Numerous aspects of starting and managing a business are time-consuming, repetitive, and mundane. It involves risk and requires personal sacrifices. Nevertheless, starting your own business offers you the opportunity to experience things that are not available when you are working for someone else. If you know yourself, understand the nature of your marketplace, have identified a market opportunity, have the ability to provide targeted customers with what they want, and possess the numerous skills and resources that are necessary to start and manage a new business, then you should be in the position to beat the odds. You may also find it personally financially rewarding. People who start their own businesses are different from most people. Someone once observed the entrepreneurs would rather work 60 or 70 hours for themselves than work 40 hours for someone else. Once you have your own business, you may find that you could never go back and work for someone else. You are contemplating embarking on a journey that many people think about, but few people do much about. When you start your first business, to paraphrase the prelude to Star Trek, you are about to boldly go where you have not gone before. The guide is written for the first timer, the person who has limited business education and experience. It is intended to provide entrepreneurs a blueprint for starting a successful new venture. This book cannot guarantee success, but it does offer numerous ideas and insights that will increase your chances of beating the odds. This book is not intended to encourage you to start your own business or to discourage you from doing so. Instead, it is designed to help you size up your own strengths and limitations and to have you look before you leap. Some readers will realize that they are not willing to take the risk or that they lack key skills. It is better to learn this now rather than after the business is started. Other readers may find that they have the confidence and the competence, but they need to rethink their business idea. Starting a business is like riding a horse. You may be a capable rider, but if your horse is weak, you will not go very far. The same applies to starting a business. New business success requires knowing what you are doing and capitalizing on the good opportunity. You may be ready, but market conditions must also be right. Be patient and don't be discouraged. This book will help you identify emerging opportunities. A few readers may find that they are ready and that the marketplace is ripe for opportunity to harvest. If you are in this group, I wish you the best and offer you two pieces of advice. Fasten your seat belt and keep your copy of this book close, but because you are about to embark on what may be the journey of a lifetime. Think about it. When you start a new business, there are many things that you need to consider. That is why I'm kind of using this book as a guide to help you think about starting a business. And think about it. We are now in a down economy for months, and it's really been going on for 2 years. 2 years ago, and I have been on social networks for a number of years. I was in the social network Rise, and in there was a group for trainers. And someone advertised that they were looking for trainers, that they had a company that was called Access to Power, Knowledge Without Boundaries. And what they wanted to do was to have different speakers and trainers under contract to them so that what they would do would be offer webinars, because technology has allowed us to work from home today. Because when you think about it, a professional speaker and trainer, for years they would go to work for training companies and travel around from city to city. And when you got to work with a training company, what they would do is they would fly you into one city on one day. You would get there early. You would have to get there the night before, because you would go in the morning, you would set up the room, then you would do your 8-hour presentation, and the biggest thing that you had to do is you had the Conant Nightingale tapes and audio programs that you would sell from the back of the room that you would make a percentage off of. And if you were good at promoting those products, then you could make more than $250 a day. The idea being that you would work for these companies and travel for at least 2 weeks out of the month. But then at the end of the 8-hour shift presentation, what your goal was, that you would then have to break down the room. You would have to pack up those audio tapes that you hadn't sold and have those shipped back to Conant Nightingale. And then you would get in your car and you would drive to the next city, and you would do that every day for 5 days. And then on Friday night, you would fly home, and then either you would do it the next week, go through the same process, or you would turn around and maybe wait a week or wait 2 weeks. But the idea was that you were traveling, and they only guaranteed you $250 a day. And if you figure that you were working 10 days, at $250 a day, that was $2,500 a month. But you still had to incorporate the expense of your travel. You had to incorporate the expense of your food. You had to incorporate the expense of a car and a car rental and gas in the car and insurance on the car. So it was not as glamorous a job as many people would think it was to begin with. But today, you can do the same thing working from home from the internet, because companies would rather pay less money. It would keep, what would happen is if they were sending someone to a training program, they lost that person for a whole day. But if they had it where they could do it from, where the person could be working at their desk and take breaks, where they would have certain opportunities to go and get e-learning, then that was the way things are moving today in training. And what this company was doing that I was talking about, that was hiring people, was they were willing to pay you $300 an hour, and their concept of that from 6 o'clock in the evening or from 5 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock at night, they would be having different classes going on, and during the week, and then on Saturday and Sunday, they would have full, you know, classes going on all day. With the idea, what their concept was, to go to nonprofit organizations and say, help us sell these tickets. And when we sold these tickets, you would get a percentage of them as a way of raising money for your nonprofit. And I can tell you, that is a good concept, because when you're a startup nonprofit, you can't get grants, so you have to look for alternative ways to bring in money. And since I'm on that now, I also want to give you the website that you can go to for my nonprofit that will give you more information about International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc., and it will also allow you to buy magazines with or any other products with percentage going to the nonprofit organization, and that's magfundraising.com/IDE. And if you are someone that buys magazines,
if you know someone who buys magazines, if you like to cook, make cookies or anything else, you can buy them through this website and also help raise money for my nonprofit organization. Because this nonprofit organization is called International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc. Its purpose is to help people with disabilities learn the skills they need to have their own business and also to provide low-interest loans. And anyone who receives the low-interest loans, they're not only required to pay back the money, but they're also required to come back and mentor someone else who is interested in having their own business. Because it's not easy to have your own business unless some people have to really love what they do. I mean, there's so many things you can do, and if you're looking for an opportunity to make money working from home, you can. There's many things that you can do by using the internet today, and it's just learning how to do that because it's just opportunities to make money in alternative ways. It's also creative financing that you're looking at. And what are some of the things that I want you to think about that you would do? And what I also want people to do is think about writing down a plan. What type of plan do you have? And you need to think in terms of a plan that can really help you figure out what it is that you want to do with your business. How are you going to build that business and make it be successful for yourself? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you plan on a business for yourself? And let me tell you about a product that I got that someone told me about that's working with me to help me build my business or my nonprofit business. And that program is Kickstart. And it's what it is many people have, many companies have project managers, and they have groups of people that get together and plan the project before they actually get started, and planning some things on what they want to do and how they're going to go about doing it. So it allows you to do that and come up with an idea of how to really make a successful business for yourself. And what I'm going to do is show you, go through and kind of read you some of the things that I did. And one of the projects that I was talking about was fundraising, excuse me, for my nonprofit organization as something that I wanted to do to really build that successful business. So my first step was I would come up with some phrases of this project that I was working with. And I first needed to consider, you know, how my project would break down into major activities or using phrases. And then I need to list these phrases one per line and then put it in a phrase library and then drag phrases to your list. And think about it. The first thing that I would look about is since I'm doing fundraising for people with nonprofits, then I would think of putting together a list of professional schools. Then I would look up career and vocational schools. Then I would list specific professional programs. And then how I can help the students improve their interviewing skills. For instance, if someone's looking to find a job and they need to learn how to interview, then those would be some of the things that I would need to do. Okay, so then it goes through and you can list each phrase. Like mine says, put together a list of professional schools. So what I would do is I would go on the internet and I would put the phrase professional vocational schools, and it would give me a list of schools and it would give me their websites, and I would bookmark that page so that I would know that was what I needed to, where I needed to go back to. And, you know, and then if I'm looking up career and vocational schools, then I would get more detailed into what it was that I was looking for. And then if I was listing specific professional programs, say if I was looking at criminal justice,
How many schools were there that offered criminal justice or any other profession? And how to help students improve their interviewing skills? First, I would use the profiles, because I use assessment profiles to help people understand their behavioral style and how they communicate. Then I would discuss ways that I can help them improve their interviewing skills. And then I would look for ways that I can help them look for job openings or create their own opportunities in the workplace. Okay? Then what you do is you put down goals. And what types of goals would I be looking for? If I'm doing a fundraising program, okay, then I would need to list 10 schools in each profession. Then I would contact each school and see how they can help me put together a contract for referral of students, because the students are the ones that I want to help. Then I would look for other things, like when I'm putting together a list of 10 schools in each profession, then I would go to the website for each school, because it would give me the contact name, it would give me the phone number, it would give me what it was that I needed to do. Now, contact each school and see how I can put together a contract for referral of students. I would offer to work with the students on alternative objects to working with the company. I would help them understand how to improve their chances for getting a job. Okay? Now, the task to achieve these goals, I would go to the website and I would look up the schools. I would offer to work with the students on alternative objects for working with a company. I would help them understand how to improve their chances of getting the job. Now, the reason that that's important is, you think about it, today you have 6 people, if not 100 people, looking and applying for the same job. How many times when a company opens up, they only have 100 openings, but they have 5,000 people applying? Well, then guess what? They're going to go through, and if you have the interviewing skills and you can really tell them how you work for someone else and help them solve a problem, then guess what? And how you can help this company solve their problem, then guess what? Your chances just went up, even if you don't have an opportunity to do something. Okay, so remember, what you want to do is think of some things that can really help you. And that's why I wanted to let you know about Project Kickstart, because it's a program where you can put the name of the project that you're working on, you can put phrases in it, then it helps you set up goals for each phrase, then you look at each phrase and see what's similar, then you look at what people you can assign to each product that can really help you plan for different things. Then you can look at what it is that are obstacles that are in your way that you can overcome, and how to use these obstacles to really build on. And then you lay it out as tasks, and then you schedule it, because when you schedule it, then guess what? It's going to help you think of some things that you can do that can really help you build a successful business. And when you're one person alone, these are important things to consider when you are looking at a business. And think about it. If you need to have a mastermind group. You need to have people that have specialties in different areas, that know different things, that can really help you figure out where to go so that you can turn around and do the things that you really, really want to do. And let me tell you something. Knowing that I'm going to have to put together grants, I went on a site called, and I found a site called eFundraising.com that listed not only the educational grants, it listed disability grants, because I serve the disability community. I'm looking for associations that give grants to agencies that serve the disability community. Plus, they also have different ways and things that you can do that you can raise money. And I lived in Atlanta for over 30 years, and I would see many teenagers with boxes of candy that they were selling, and they would say that they were a popcorn, and then what they would do is they had the speech laid out, and they would come up, and they would shake your hand, and they would give you the speech, and then if you bought it, you had to sign something. And part of that was that many of them in Atlanta, you have a lot of scams going on where you had companies that would come in and make you think that they were, they would hire people with the idea to go out and use this as a way to raise money, but they were not really out there to raise the money as much as they were out there to do the things that would help them build their own business as a for-profit business. So you needed to be real careful on where you were and what you were doing and how you were doing it. So the problem is what are you going to do that's going to really help you build a successful business today? What are you going to do that's going to really help you expand on what it is you want to do and how you can build a very successful business? And remember, you need to write out a plan, and you need to have a project manager that helps you lay out that plan that you can really work on and build and think of some of the things that you could do that you can really expand on and grow from today. Think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you play it out to the best of your knowledge and go from there. And remember, whereas last week I was supposed to do a show on the strategies on how to increase your business in 2010, but I forgot that I had rescheduled at an earlier time than my normal time and missed doing the show and did not do a show last week. And since it was the day after New Year's, it was not as important to me to worry about whether or not I got and did my show, because it meant a day of relaxing for me. But I almost worked 7 days a week planning and building a business and going out there and doing the marketing myself, because I'm really one person doing my business. But one thing that I have found is that I need other people to help me strategize on how to build a business. And today, because more and more people are working from home, then it does give you the flexibility, but you need to set aside time. If you have a family and they have a way of disrupting you because you're at home working, then guess what? Then you need to set aside a place where you have a door that you can close and tell people, you cannot come in this room, because when this door is closed, I am working. Only when the door is open, only when I come out for a break, are we going to have family time. But the idea is to make people remember that for you, this is a business, and having a business is how you go out and build your knowledge and your expertise and have people think of you as an expert on how to run a business and how to build a business. And for many people, being an entrepreneur may not be something that they're really, or that they are comfortable with, because they're very reserved. So if you're not someone who wants to be an entrepreneur, but you know other people who are entrepreneurs and need help marketing their products, and you can earn a percentage of it, then guess what? That's usually the way to go, because that can really help you grow your business in the future and plan. For me, when I do shows like this, I'm creating a product for myself. So that adds to something that I can put up on my website and sell. And especially this series that I'm doing on how to start a business, because eventually I want to do a teleseminar, I want to do articles, I can have multiple streams of way of marketing myself as an entrepreneur, teaching people how to find their passion and how to make a business out of it, and also how to realize how their own thoughts can help prevent them from finding success in a business simply because they've been fed a lot of negativity telling them how they are failures and they can't succeed. So are you a failure, or are you someone that wants to retrain your thinking into becoming a successful person in your personal life? And to do that, let's think of some ways that we can really help you build and grow a business today. To do that, I want you to go to my website, onepersonalcareercoach.com, and sign up for a block, or you can pay for it hourly, or you can pay for it by purchasing a block of time to get help on building and having your own business today.